equity investment now demystified. Financial planning made easy with the Oracle.
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to this Tuesday's episode of Your Wealth Class on Radio. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. The days are very close now that quoted companies listed on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange are expected to release their second quarter report to the market. And I think this is about the best period to take position against expectations in the second quarter reports, and that's why we've been analyzing possibilities. That is not to say that we're going to get it right 100%, but I've been in this for at least well over 25 years. Most often, I do get it right between 75%, sometimes 80%, sometimes 100%. And if you score 75%, that is an A. So today, we're going to be looking at the earnings possibilities in the second quarter report of Zenbank PLC, as I did promise yesterday. So if you are an SSN investor, should you be selling? Should you be buying? That's that. If you are not an investor in it, should you even be considering investing in Zenit? That's what we're going to be looking at to close this presentation for this morning. But let's quickly look at some of the information that should inform your investment decisions in and around the Nigerian equity market. The first is that the rights issue, the last rights issue by Fitzing Healthcare PLC has been completed. And after that, it's been officially listed in the official list of the Nigerian Stock Exchange. All right? Don't mind my grammar. Officially listed in the official list of the Nigerian Stock Exchange. I think it is understanding that is most important. Okay. And talking about the right issue, it was successful. 78.18%. I had expected actually that it should be oversubscribed, but because of the way the market is and some other events around the period, the right was informed that, but this is not really a bad performance whichever way. So as we speak now, the total outstanding number of shares of Fitzing Healthcare PLC has moved to well over 2 billion units from just 1.5 billion unit it was before the commencement of the right issue. And with what we've seen in Fitzing Healthcare PLC, well, if the thing had been 100% subscribed, maybe it would have done so much. It did a little in the sense that the money so raised has been deployed to a large extent defray the negative impact of some very wicked credit facilities the organization is currently working it working with. And from what I've been able to deduce, the money so realized from the sales of the right issue is going to be incorporated into the second quarter report of the company. Well, plus or minus, we expect good results from Fitzing Healthcare PLC, and anytime in the next couple of weeks, we expect the second quarter report of Fitzing Healthcare PLC to be released to the market. All right, leaving Fitzing Healthcare PLC, the other information is the fact that we did say it yesterday that last week, Friday, Airtel was expected to get listed on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange, just like MTN did. But it was not done because of one issue or the other. We took time to talk about that yesterday. But from what information that has been released by the stock exchange itself, it is that the listing is going to take place today, right on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange, according to what the stock exchange has said. About 3,758,151,504 ordinary shares of Airtel PLC. Now, Airtel PLC, will be listed today. And I think that is just deepening the market. It is making the market becoming attractive. And you see, some of the things I do say is this. Understanding investment is very critical. Now, in Nigeria, we know those that are network providers, that is telecommunication outfits that are really doing well. Basically, there are four. The first, MTN. The second, Airtel. I think that was even the way they started, actually, because MTN and Econet then, Econet was the one that eventually now has become Airtel. You know, those were the first two that came. Then Glo and Etisalat later joined. I think Etisalat joined much later, actually. So we hoped that one of these days also we're going to be seeing Glo. I'm very, very sure that we're going to be seeing what's the name now from Etisalat. I think they are now Nine Mobile, right? Sorry, sometimes, you know, a lot of things I have to think about, so I might not readily remember some of those names. So aside from Glo, then Nine Mobile, so we hope to see the two. So now, the competition in the market, like I did say, we hope to see how this will play out in the market. It is either that the price of Airtel will drive the price of MTN up, or the price of MTN will drive the price of Airtel down. But the wisdom is this. Now, you use MTN SIM, you know, and then you use also Airtel. Maybe you have the two of them, or you have either. So as you buy and you use, right, so what you need to do is to strategically invest in their stocks so that one way or the other, some of the profits they generate will be shared to you in dividend. So some of the money you spend to buy their airtime, okay, or you buy their data, will strategically come back to you. All right, having said that, let me take you through the performances of stocks on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange yesterday. Generally, the market looked a lot better, okay, and being Monday, the market was up. We hope that this tempo is sustained until the second quarter reports of quoted companies are released to the market. But you know that it's not going to work that way. The market is always in a zigzag format. It will go up, it will come down. So for yesterday, it was a growth of 0.06%. And then deals were down, volume was down, but then value was up. Looking at the number of equities on the gainer start as against those on the loser start, there were more on the gainer start, 17 equities on the gainer start, and then there were 14 on the loser start. So I could see Wema Bank was still too. I think, have we done the second quarter report of Wema Bank? I think we have done the earnings possibility in Wema Bank. I could see Kifty's, Flamers, and Fidelity Bank, NEM Insurance, UBA Access, UCAP, the Big Elephant, and MTN on the gainer start yesterday. Meanwhile, FO, I can tell you FO is still strategically going to come down because the angel that often will go to steer the water of the price of that equity is no longer there. So you're going to see the price declining. Aside from the fact that we're getting to hear that FO might just get delisted from the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange, we'll wait to see how things go. Yesterday, Transco was down, Zenith was down, Dangote Flour, Guarantee, and International Breweries were down. Right, MTN had the highest in value for yesterday. Because of time, let me quickly leave market information and see how far I can go talking to you about the possibilities in Zenith Bank PLC. Now, if you ask me, I will tell you Zenith, from this result that I can see before me, is such a stock that everybody should own. Why? Now, looking at their result over a period of 10 years, you could see consistency from 2009 to 2010, then up until 2013. I could even see the geometric growth, or as a matter of fact, significant between 2010, 68 kobo, 1 naira, 2 kobo in 2011. 2012, it was 1 naira, 35 kobo. 2013, it was 1 naira, 51 kobo. And then in 2014, you know, things were pretty difficult. The earning actually declined. But the following year, 2015, Zenith resumed, bounced back powerfully, and then grew the earnings to 169 kobo. Of course, it declined in 2016 to 143 kobo, but in 2017 it bounced back, and then growing the second quarter earnings to 240 kobo. And in 2018 it increased on it, though marginally relative to what previous performances had been, to 2 naira 60 kobo. And then we could tell you that also in first quarter earnings, I'm trying to see the relationship most often, particularly in those years, 2009, 2010, 2011, aside from 2014, when the second quarter earning and first quarter earnings were almost the same thing. For example, in that 2014, when the second quarter earning was just 76 kobo, then the first quarter of that year was just 75 kobo. But from what I've seen now in 2018, right, from 150 kobo in the first quarter, it grew, right, to 260 kobo in the second quarter, right? But from what I see also, the relationship between the first quarter of 2018 and first quarter of 2019, they are very, very insignificant. Just to think about difference, right? 150 kobo earning per share in 2018 first quarter to 160 kobo in 2019 first quarter. And that tells that Zenith, I expected that to have happened anyway, because we are talking about as at June, we are already in July. So this one is just because the result is yet to be released, but this one, the organization had actually gone past it. So what we are expecting now was how they attempted boosting their retail activities and all those. We expect that to reflect in the second quarter. And but likely, if you ask me, I expect the second quarter earnings for 2019 to be within the same range, plus or minus, with what it did in 2018. In other words, I'm not expecting 3 naira second quarter earning from Zenith. I'm expecting something between 2 naira 60 kobo and 2 naira 80 kobo. The organization might do more than that, but that is the minimum that I'm expecting from them. So the question we will now need to ask ourselves is very simple. Peradventure, the organization released even 2 naira 50 kobo as earning per share for the second quarter of 2019 at a price of 19 naira 20 kobo. You will agree with me that the current price of Zenith is rather low to accommodate, or when compared with the expected 2 naira 50 kobo, 2 naira 60 kobo, 2 naira 70 kobo, or 2 naira 80 kobo earning per share for the second quarter. As a matter of fact, if you ask me, the price of Zenith should not be anything below 25 naira. And so if you could still get in significantly at around that 19 naira, and then within that range, say goodbye for goodbye, goodbye, B-U-Y, not B-Y-E, it's a goodbye for you. Okay, and maybe you will go to buy and then the price declines. Don't bother, right? When we talk about the price performance of Zenith, so far so good for 2019, I can tell you that the lowest I've seen it really is about how much it is currently selling. That is the gospel truth. So far so good. The CSO is selling around its year's low. And looking at the position of the indicators, they tell different stories. MFI is very, very good concerning Zenith. And of course, as I can see here, the stock MACD is actually showing us that Zenith is on a gradual rise. That is a trend that MACD is showing. And then what is stochastic also saying? Stochastic is showing a competition between the the possibility in a higher price and the possibility in price declining. In other words, it's neither here nor there. And they're looking at some other indicators. I can tell you they are missed. They're using common sense. Zenith is good. All right. I hope you've been able to get StocksWatch Weekly newspaper for this week. All right. If you are not, or you have not been able to, why not call 0803-2244-723. You can also send in a question on any stocks you want us to analyze. Maybe you are an investor there and you want us to talk about any of this equity so as to know what to do. send the text to that number 0803-224-7203. I will be returning here by the special grace of God tomorrow morning. Until then, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, circumvallation, and preservation. Our pioneer, our public. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day.